This is episode number 100 of the Fearless Presentations podcast, the fastest, easiest way to eliminate public speaking fear.
Want to absolutely eliminate public speaking fear? This podcast is the answer. Here's the guy who literally wrote the book on Fearless Presentations, Doug Stannert.
Welcome to the Fearless Presentations podcast. I'm Doug Stannert, CEO of the Leaders Institute and Fearless Presentations. And this is the podcast that helps people just like you get rid of those butterflies in the stomach and that get rid of that fear of really losing your train of thought that plagues most presenters. So this is episode number 100. This is the centennial broadcast of the Fearless Presentations podcast. And for those of you who have been listening for a while, you kind of know I've been promoting this episode for a while. Number one, it's just because it's a pretty cool kind of mark, you know, 100 episodes. And by the way, I looked at the statistics just before recording. It's amazing. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of people downloading the podcast every single week. And so it's very humbling, actually, to have the kind of success that we're having on the podcast. And hopefully this has been very helpful for you. And this is something that we can continue to do for a very, very long time. But, you know, I've been promoting this for a while. And today what we're going to do on the 100th episode is we're going to reveal a new process that we've created within our company that is absolutely just revolutionizing the way that people reduce public speaking fear. I don't really want to oversell it, but it's one of those things that I've been doing this for 25 years now, and I've never seen anything like what we've come up with. And the interesting thing about this whole process is that we created it as a result of what we've done here on the Fearless Presentations podcast. It's weird how the podcast has all of the new research that we're doing every week. It's tough. You can't just sit back on your laurels and say, "Ooh, I know everything about public speaking." Well, that might get you through, you know, a few episodes, but 100 episodes, you better be on your game. And so that's kind of what we're doing every single week, where we are creating content that is going to be beneficial to somebody who's listening for the very first time, and then also for people who've been listening for episode after episode after episode. So basically, for those of you who have been listening for a while, though, we've been working on this content for the better part of an entire year. And really, I mean, if we kind of go back, it's since really podcast one, but just in the last year or so, we've made some pretty dramatic changes to what we do when we're coaching people and what we do when we're teaching people how to be better public speakers. And it started with the redesign of the two-day Fearless Presentations class that we released in February of 2019, so February of this year. And then for the last few months, we spent, by the way, and then immediately after that, you know, once we created the new two-day version of the class based on some of the stuff that we had learned, the updates that we'd learned as a result of doing, you know, these podcasts every single week, we spent almost 6 months redesigning the online version of the training program. So the online course when we released that a few months back, we were just stoked. We were excited about how much different that is than most other online courses that are out there. I mean, it's just something that's very unique in the industry. And for the last few months, we've been working on ways to really combine in-person training and coaching with digital training programs to reinforce that content. And by the way, just so you know, if you listen to the entire podcast today, at the very end, I'm going to give you a $600 gift. It's one of those things that we want to reward the folks that have been listening to us for a while and the folks who are kind of loyal to the podcast. We want to give you a big reward. So make sure and kind of listen. Now, please don't just fast forward to the end just to get the gift. You know, this is some good content. You're going to be missing some of the really cool content that we're really excited about. So just hang in there. I'm going to reveal it to you. Right after the fantastic content that we're going to present. So, title of this session is it's going to be a little unique because you could title this most presentation skills training just doesn't work. You could title it that way, but I think that we're going to actually title this session, you know, a revolutionary change in how people reduce public speaking fear, because it really is. Some of the stuff that we're going to cover here are things that once you understand them, they'll help you not only in public speaking, but in, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, the kind of stuff that we're going to cover here are things that you can use in your business to help increase the understanding of, you know, whatever it is that you do on a day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis. If you're training new employees in your company, if you have a new employee that comes in and you want to train them to do a certain task or gain a specific skill, you can use the processes that we're going to cover here today as a big help. But let me kind of start off with a little bit of the history. And I know this might get a little long, but if you understand how we came up with this, it makes the solution so much, I think, more awesome anyway, but it just makes it more interesting to kind of hear. So, and by the way, I may have mentioned this on earlier podcasts, but since I run a pretty good sized company during the week, I typically spend my weekends creating the podcast content, and then I'll record the session typically on a Sunday. By the way, one of the things that we did when we wanted to get into doing podcasting and more videos and stuff like that is we invested in this huge studio, not huge studio, but really, I spent a lot of money on the studio. You know, we got this really cool microphones and, you know, all of the high tech stuff, and we got cool backdrops to make it look like I'm in a big city and all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, so it's basically we've got really good things. And the recording studio that we have is it's pretty good, but it's not perfectly soundproof. We spent a lot of money on soundproofing this thing, but it's still not very soundproof. And so during the week, there's lots of people running around the office. You know, we've got neighbors in buildings next to us, and you know, trucks driving by, and you know, stuff like that. So it's really difficult to do the recording. So a lot of times, what I'll do is I spend a lot of Saturdays actually writing the content, and then I'll go to church on Sunday morning, and then a lot of times I'll still be in my church clothes, and then run over to the office and do the recording after church on Sunday, and I did that this morning as well. So this is a Sunday that I'm recording this content on, and it was funny because this morning in church, my pastor said a couple of things that, number one, he's really funny, and so he had us all laughing, but the things that he said actually made me think a little differently about teaching, and maybe it even reinforced some things that I've kind of figured out on my own as well. But the funny thing about the story is that he spoke for the better part of an hour this morning about the Bible, and he's going to likely be really, really upset with me that I'm focusing on the one part of a sermon that didn't have anything to do with the Bible, because anyway, but he'll get a kick out of that. So my pastor, he played basketball in college. So, and he's also the basketball coach at my son's school. So he mentioned that as a student athlete, he realized a huge, huge difference between high school and college. So when he got to college, quite a bit different in the way that the teachers taught the program. So he mentioned that when he was in high school, he made really good grades because the high school teachers would introduce a concept, and then they would show the students step by step how to use that concept. But he said when he got into college, it was totally different. The professors would show the process once and then expect the students to learn the process on their own, or, you know, take good notes. Say, I'm only going to show you this once, so you better get it. And I never really thought about the difference between high school and college is that way. And I never really thought of it in those terms, but it does make a lot of sense. In fact, I think this is one of the main reasons why the Fearless Presentations classes over the years have just worked so well for so many people, is we don't just show people something once and then expect them to remember everything. It's not like most seminars where we just kind of throw a bunch of content on the wall and hope something sticks. Instead, we break the public speaking process down into really simple step-by-step processes that help the class members, you know, master each one of those component parts. And that's really what makes our process so helpful. So that was the first thing that he kind of mentioned that was interesting, was that the way that people present or the way that teachers present is totally different. I think it gets even worse when we get into the business world. So we start out in high school where it's kind of a step-by-step, and you go all the way down to elementary school, it's even more step-by-step. So as we get older, the way that people kind of teach us changes pretty dramatically. And I think that's one of the reasons why professional public speaking classes in most situations don't really work for a lot of people. They're basically, what happens is folks will go into a seminar, they'll get a lot of content, and the people who are giving the content expect the folks that are the class members to not only remember every single thing that they heard, but be able to use it without any type of practice. And that's where the disconnect occurs. That's why the classes that we teach are so much different. The second thing that he said really hit home, that really hit home anyway, was the importance of gaining knowledge consistently over time. So the pastor was talking about how once you gain knowledge about something, and in this case, he really was talking about the Bible. He says that it can't just be a one-time incident and now I know everything, right? I mean, there's just too much in there. So he mentioned that one of the most dangerous things that will happen to people is that an evil person can sometimes use the other person's ignorance. And when I say ignorance, I'm not talking about stupidity. I'm talking about the lack of knowledge, to manipulate that person into believing that something that is true is actually untrue, or vice versa. So, by the way, this is what con men do. This is what people that are manipulative will do to folks that they're trying to manipulate. They will use a person's ignorance as a way to convince them that something that's not true is actually true, and vice versa. So anyway, he told a really funny story about a conversation that he had with someone at a Walmart of all places. I don't understand how he comes up with so many guys. He's just a really nice guy, I guess. But I guess people just kind of stop him at random in Walmart. I just kind of ignore people at Walmart myself. But anyway, it's probably more of a deficiency in me versus something really interesting about him. But anyway, that whole incident is not really the point. The point is that the same thing will often happen to people after they attend one of the training programs. You know, a person will go through one of our presentation skills classes, for instance, and then they'll return to their companies and they'll begin to give presentations using these great skills that they've practiced in the class. And over time, what will tend to happen is well-meaning coworkers, spouses, significant others, bosses will begin to kind of give them tips and advice. They'll see the improvement. They'll go, oh my God, that was so great. Hey, why don't you try doing this as well? And they'll add something to it. And some of these tips and advice, they may be absolutely beneficial. And then some others might just be absolute crap. You never know. I mean, it's hard to say because they're all going to sound feasible. So over time, what will sometimes happen is that many graduates of our classes can sometimes, you know, they can backtrack and become more nervous. And for the last couple of decades, we've been looking for a solution to this challenge. It's really one of the most frustrating things about being a coach or a trainer or a teacher is trying to make sure that after the person goes through a training program, they continue to grow. They don't stop growing and they don't backtrack. And that's where the new technology that's out there has been a blessing to folks that are in my position that are trainers, and that's kind of one of the solutions that we're going to talk about as we get later in the program here. Now, before I roll out this solution, though, let me kind of share with you one final piece of the puzzle that was interesting. You know, for years we've had class members that will ask us, you know, what we thought of toasting clubs like Toastmasters. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with this organization, it's a club that has hundreds of different chapters in every state. It's absolutely huge. I think there's 15,000 or so chapters. And the concept is that the club meets every week as a place for presenters to go and practice giving presentations. And the members, you know, will take turns hosting the meeting as a Toastmaster. And they typically open up with an impromptu session that where everyone gets a chance to kind of stand up and speak on an impromptu topic given to them on the spot. Now, the latter part of the meetings, though, is where the actual practice comes in. Typically, one of the members, sometimes two, depending on the size of the group or how long the session is, the members will get a chance to present a pre-prepared presentation to the group. And they it's a place where people can go and really practice giving presentations. Now, the concept of Toastmasters is phenomenal. It's been around forever, and most of the people who kind of give comments about Toastmasters are going to give it really, really high marks. And there's a reason why, is because there's just not anything like it. It's one of those things that has got great value. One of the biggest challenges with Toastmasters and toasting clubs and things like that is that a lot of times it takes too much time, and sometimes it's frustrating. So a lot of times people just quit because it's too much. It takes too much time. It's too troublesome, and they quit without ever experiencing that success that the folks who stick with it get. So those were the three big kind of puzzle pieces, three big challenges that we were trying to solve with this new concept. The first one was that there's a huge difference between hearing content and being able to implement content. And that's where public speaking classes have been a great success for us. And then the second piece was the learning process works best when it takes place over time. The problem with the classes that we've always taught is that a lot of times a lot of people see that as a one and done. I do it once and then I never have to do it again. And that's where you can get away from the original content over time if you're not continually learning, if you're not continually growing. And then the third thing is that if the process is too hard or if it's too time consuming, then people quit. So that's one of the reasons why people have always been drawn to the 2-day public speaking class, because it's so much faster than the other process that's out there. So when with this new release of kind of what we're doing at Fearless Presentations, we think it's really revolutionary, because we're putting those three pieces, the puzzle pieces, together and creating something that works over time, and it works really quickly, especially right up front, and it's got a phenomenal way of getting positive results in the short term and in the long term, so that you can continue to grow over time. So what people really wanted from that toasting club experience is that they don't want to waste their time, you know, and they want to really see that quick growth. So the challenge that we had with Fearless Presentations is, if we create a weekly experience where folks have a chance to come in and practice their presentations every single week, number one, it would be very not cost effective, you know, because now we'd have to set up meeting rooms with coaches in cities all over the world. So that wasn't really feasible until the technology caught up, right? So, and that's kind of where we are now. So we came up with this solution, and I believe this is really one of the most breakthrough changes in public speaking training since the actual public speaking class, I think, anyway. So if you recall back a few months, I led a podcast about how to combine digital content with classroom sessions, and we were seeing some fantastic results. And in some cases, what we do is we would conduct webinars with class members prior to them attending an in-person class. And in other situations, we'd offer the online course as a reinforcement to the class session. So somebody would go to a 2-day class, and then they would access the online class as a way to reinforce it. And by the way, so if you want to get a refresher on kind of what we talked about that back then, it's online training best practices that support your in-person training sessions. That was the name of the podcast, and it's back, 4 or 5 months or so ago. But anyway, so here's what we kind of came up with as a solution to help people get this phenomenal result from reducing public speaking fear and make it really stick permanently. So you will never fear public speaking fear again. Never, ever, ever in your life, if you go through this process, will you be ever nervous. Well, I don't say ever, but because there are some things that you might still experience where the nervousness will kick back in, but nothing so debilitating that will keep you from speaking. In fact, you will have more confidence when you stand up to speak in front of a group than I would say 99.99999% of all the presenters ever to ever present in front of a group. You'll have that kind of confidence. So So the first thing that we've done is we're still keeping the in-person classroom session as the backbone of the process. And we're doing that because we know that in-person classes are the absolute best way to reduce nervousness. The classroom is still the backbone of the process. The only way to get better at speaking in front of a group is to actually get up and speak in front of a group. I mean, it's pretty simple, but the more practice that you get speaking in front of a group, the more confident you're going to be. So classes work absolutely the best for this type of training. And the reason why is because you get a chance to practice in a controlled environment. It's less nerve-wracking to get up and speak in a controlled environment than it would be to speak in front of a boss or in front of a high-powered audience that has a lot of control. You know, they can buy something from you or something like that. The audience isn't hostile. It's very supportive. And you also get a chance to practice you practice reading your audience. So you can make adjustments to your delivery based on the way that the audience is kind of working with you in the in-person session, right? So in the past, we've always saw the two-day class as the end of the growth. And we know that people who attend a class like this are well above average in public speaking skills. I mean, it's very obvious. When folks finish one of these classes, just if that's all they ever did was just take the class, they'll be head and shoulders above most people who stand up to speak. So all it really takes in most cases is for a speaker to leave the classroom and then deliver a great speech right away. If in the first few weeks after he or she finishes our classroom session, if they get up in front of a group and just hit it out of the ballpark, their confidence soars. I mean, it's very difficult to get nervous after an experience like that. However, if the person doesn't get up and speak right away, they go to the class, but then they avoid speaking for 3 months or 4 months or 6 months or 12 months or something like that, or if they do get up in front of the group more quickly and they don't feel like they did as well as what they thought they should have, they have the potential to backslide. They have the potential to reduce nervousness. So basically we now schedule classes in every major city every 3 months. So what we're doing at Fearless Presentations, and we hope some of our competitors kind of pick up on this, but I doubt they will. But if a person attends a class and wants additional help, so they go through the two-day public speaking class and they want additional help, then we're allowing that person to take the Fearless Presentations class again in its entirety if they want to, up to two more times in a year. So basically 3 months later, they can come back, take the entire class again, and then 3 months later, they can come back and take the entire class again. So they're continually improving. They're continuing to be able to get up and get improvements in front of a live audience. Now, alternatively, what we're starting to see with some of the folks that we've opened this up to in the last few months is that instead of a person coming back for the entire two-day class, they can come back for just the second half of the final day of the two-day class. That's the time, by the way, that our class members that are there for the first time, especially, they're putting the final touches on the presentations that we've helped them design in the class, and then they get up to deliver the presentation to the class. So basically, it's an audience that is very supportive, that if somebody goes through the class once and then they have another presentation a few months later and they want to practice that in front of a real audience before they get up and give that in front of the audience that they're going to be delivering that to, then they get a chance to practice it in front of a supportive audience. So they can kind of see how the audience is going to react to the content and stuff like that. So the great news is that part of the class usually only takes about 2 hours. So what we're seeing with the folks who have taken us up on this offer is they're getting the benefit of that Toasting Club atmosphere without... And by the way, they're getting that experience, but they're getting with the guidance of a professional coach. There's actually a real public speaking coach in that room that's helping, and without that huge time commitment. So they don't have to attend sessions at their Toasting Club for, you know, the entire 3 months to get up and give a single presentation that they really want, which is what they really wanted in the first place. So basically, you get all the benefits without the time commitment. So that was solution number one, is letting people come back to the classes over and over again if they want to. The second big thing that we've kind of figured out that's working really well, that is pretty revolutionary, is that we have created the online version of the class. That's what we spent that second 6 months on. reinforcing the classroom content. So every person who registers for one of our two-day classes, they get an entire year of what we call our Platinum membership for free. So basically with the Platinum membership, we're basically giving them access to all of our online stuff. So the full version of the online version of the Fearless Presentations course, it gives them three really fantastic benefits. The first one is that the class members can actually go through the entire online version of the class before attending the in-person class. And when we see people do that, it's a little bit of a commitment up front, but when they get into the class now, that two-day class, they are head and shoulders above the folks who come in cold. Even though, you know, that's the way that we've always done it. We've always done it to where folks just kind of show up. We teach the class and they get phenomenal results. But we're seeing even more dramatic results. As good as the results that we've always had with our two-day class, we're seeing even better results with folks that have actually gone through the online version of the class because they're at a different level when they come into the room for the first time. The second really good benefit of this is that it reinforces the content from the class. So after they attend the two-day class, they can go back and revisit parts of the class over time to keep the content really fresh in their mind. And I think the major thing that we're kind of seeing from the online version being added to this process is that they can go through the online content a little at a time to create that process of continual improvement. So they can, instead of having everything crammed into 2 days, they can do an hour and then go out and practice that in a real presentation, and then do another hour online and practice that in a real presentation, and then do another hour. So they can do it over time and create new habits so that the habits that they're creating are really reinforced. So the second thing, the online version has been a pretty dramatic increase for our class members as well. The third thing is something that happened as a result of the podcast in and of itself, because what we've kind of figured out is that the folks who subscribe to the podcast and they're getting that 30-minute bump in content every single week are growing so fast. Some of the comments that we're seeing on the reviews that people are leaving are things like, one of the guys just recently he said that he's been listening for a couple of months and he's been able to get up just on the pod, just listening to the podcast. He's been able to get up in front of groups and with a significantly reduced nervousness as a result of just kind of listening to this. So the difference between what we've done in the past and the new version of the process is the online learning sessions. So we basically have designed 12 weekly webinars that are basically 30 minutes in length each week, and we're repeating these 12 weekly webinars four times a year. So basically, so every 3 months we're restarting the process. So people can come in. And by the way, each one of these sessions they're short. They only take about 30 minutes, and the sessions each week are standalone, meaning that you can start the process at any time. And it's a good example, by the way, of why we're so excited about this entire process when you put it all together. It would be like if you were studying a foreign language. If you just went to a two-day class on the basics of a foreign language, you'd probably feel more comfortable at the end of that two-day class than what you would if you'd never had any training. But without that class, however, you probably would feel real nervous, especially if you were just doing the online stuff or something like that. However, once you attend the class, then you go and do the online guide that goes with the class, and you can go back through it over and over and over again. You'd be much more comfortable after doing that. If you also had access to a series of short, easy to follow sessions with a live coach, someone who is an expert at the topic, it would speed up your process exponentially. And that's kind of what we're seeing with this new process, is that it's speeding up the learning process so fast and reinforcing it to where we're just getting just phenomenal results. I mean, I can't tell you how revolutionary what we're talking about is, what's going on with the folks that we've kind of started the process with early on anyway. So that third part, these weekly webinar sessions, they're live and they're with a live coach. So you have the ability to ask questions and interact with a professional speaker. So if you've tried something during that week that didn't work as well as what you wanted to, you can bring that up with the coach. The coach can kind of help you. It's one of those things that it's just really different than anything else that's out there. Anyway, so when you put all this whole package together, we really wanted to make it affordable. And that was one of the big things is that if we were going to have, you know, weekly sessions in person or something like that, I mean, that would get really, really costly. So the digital format is much more effective at keeping costs down. So our goal is to really help everyone become a fearless presenter. We know that many people are paying for the training like this. If they're going to attend a public speaking class, or if they're going to get an online course, or if they're going to get a coach or something like that, a lot of times they're paying for this out of their own pocket. And so we wanted to create an affordable solution. And if you can actually do this, if you search Google for presentation classes, you just kind of type that into Google. In a lot of cases, you'll get fearless presentations at the very top. You know, it's just so popular that it'll typically show up fairly high in your rankings. But on that first page, you're going to get a number of results for two-day public speaking classes. And those two-day public speaking class range in price from, on the low side, you're looking at about $1,495. On the high side, you're looking at maybe $2,500 for 2 days. Which, by the way, is still, even though that's, you know, it seems, holy cow, $2,500 for 2 days. If you get the results that they're promising, that's still a really good investment. You'll make that back in, you know, one promotion at your company or something like that, or one new customer as a result of this, and you kind of make that back. So even if it's $2,500, that's a really, really good investment for your career and for your job security and stuff like that. If you wanted to get some coaching after the class, though, even if you're just paying for a virtual coach, somebody that's going to Skype you or do a Zoom call with you or something like that, you're most likely going to be paying somewhere around $2,500 an hour. That's kind of the typical cost or the typical investment to get a virtual coach of some kind. For an in-person coach, that price is going to go way, way, way up. To access an online training program or live seminars, you're going to pay anywhere. I mean, on the low side, you're looking at maybe $500. And on the high side, maybe $1,295 for each one of these classes. You know, that's just for one class, by the way. I mean, now most of the time, if you purchase that one class, they're going to give you the ability to be able to watch it or listen to it over and over and over again. But still, I mean, and I'm sure there are ones out there that are even more than that. But so you can see, all of these options are fairly expensive. So if you're working on a budget, it becomes kind of difficult because which one do I pick? Do I pick the cheap virtual coach and just kind of experiment with $2,500? And then if it doesn't work, then I've got to pay more for the next thing and then more for the next thing. Or do I start at the top and pay that huge fee? And then what happens if that doesn't work? If that doesn't work, man, I'm really screwed now because I'm out a lot of money. So it's funny because what we wanted to do when we created this process is we wanted to make it easy for people to experiment with different solutions without the risk of losing a huge investment. So what we've done is we've created three options, at least in our company, of things that people can do to help reduce public speaking fear. So what we've done is we've created on the fearlesspresentations.com website a free membership. I would encourage each one of you, if you're listening to this podcast, to go on to fearlesspresentations.com, click the login button, and when you click the login button, it's going to give you access to the ability to create a free membership. So if you do nothing else, just create the free membership because, like I said, it's free. It's free. You get all of our podcasts. I know you can get that off of iTunes and stuff like that, but when you get it off of the website, you actually get all the podcast notes along with the recordings and everything. And you get access to hundreds of blog posts. You've also get, you know, dozens and dozens of free how-to videos. It's all free. I mean, basically, like I said, we're here to help people reduce public speaking fear. And the neat thing about that is that when you know if you're if you really want to reduce public speaking fear, but you're not sure if Fearless Presentations is going to be the right solution for you, then sign up on the free stuff. Start getting our free stuff for, you know, a week or 2 weeks or 6 weeks or 12 weeks or 2 years or whatever it is. And if you see that the stuff that we're providing you is of great value, then maybe you upgrade to one of the other memberships. So that's the free membership. The other thing, the second one that we created was the gold membership. Now the gold level gives you access to all of the online training. So if you aren't sure whether or not you want to invest in an in-person class yet, you can attend the entire online version of our classes. And you also get access to all of our mini courses that we do, plus all the weekly webinars. So, you know, we got those, you know, in a year, you can go through 52 weekly webinars and do that continual growth. And the fee for the gold membership is just $995 per year. So $995 per year. And you can go through the online classes as many times as you want, attend all of the free webinars for an entire year, get access to the coach and all that kind of stuff. So it's a pretty good value. And just in and of itself. The third thing that we've done though is for the in-person classes. So if you want the in-person classes, if you want to go attend even just one of the in-person classes, it's called our Platinum membership. And you can, if you really want to attend one of our classes, this is where you want to start. So you'll be able to attend the entire in-person class up to three times if you want. So if you go through it once and you go, okay, that was really, really good, but I still think I need more help. You can come back again, and you can come back again if you want to. You can either go to all or part of the classes in future sessions and take some time in between to really go out and practice that. You also get access to all the mini courses and the online course and the webinars and the coaching sessions and all that kind of stuff. So basically you get that entire process. It's like a year's worth of coaching for just $19.95. So basically what we're doing is we're giving you that in-person class up to three times for just an additional, you know, $1,000. So that if you think about what most of our competitors are charging just for the class, most of our competitors are charging that much just for the class, and they don't get any of the follow-ups. They don't get any of the coaching sessions. They don't get any of the other stuff that really makes this a great value. So one of the things that we wanted to do though is after the first year, if you want to continue to grow, you can actually continue the process for an additional year if you want to, for a renewal of just $5.95. So basically the second year to keep that membership it's just, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to what it would cost to go through another public speaking class. So that means that you can attend up to six classes in 2 years and get 104 weeks of online training for about the same price of what one of our competitors charges for just the single 2-day class. So we wanted to make this really, really affordable, make it easy for whatever situation that you're in, you can get help and help, you know, really reduce your public speaking fear. So, and of course, the other thing that we want to do is make sure that there was no risk of picking the wrong option. So if you start with the free membership, you can spend a few weeks or months listening to the podcast, reviewing the podcast notes, watching the videos. And then if you feel like we've provided you with exceptional value, you just upgrade to gold. So pay the fee, upgrade to gold, and then you get access to all the online stuff. If you go through the entire online course, and you also attend a few of the webinars and then you feel later on that you say, you know what, this is really, really working for me, but I need more. I need to go to that class. Then you can just upgrade to the Platinum membership just for the difference in those two fees. So you can't choose wrong. Just pick the one that you think is going to be most helpful to you, and you can change it at any time to either go up or down. So it works the opposite way as well. So if you purchase the Platinum program and end up going through the entire online course, you do a binge session and you just kind of go through the entire online course before you actually go to your in-person class, you might end up thinking, okay, that's all I needed. Then you just downgrade to your package to get a refund for the difference. Now, after you go through the class, you know, that's where a lot of our expenses are involved. So if you go through the class, you know, we can't downgrade you, but you'll be able to get the renewal at the much lesser price the next year. So you're basically getting the price reduced at the second year without getting any of the benefits reduced, which is kind of cool. Now, One of the things that I mentioned early on was that I was gonna give you a $600 bonus if you listen to the entire podcast. So what we're trying to do is just help you eliminate the risk of making a bad decision, right? So just for the podcast listeners, I'm gonna give you a really special deal. So if you enter the coupon code, if you go to the Platinum membership, and you go to fearlesspresentations.com, select the Platinum membership, and you just insert the coupon code podcast. So it's just P-O-D-C-A-S-T in all lowercase letters. Then you'll get the entire year of training and coaching for just $13.95. That means that's $100 less than any of our competitors are charging just for the two-day class. And we're doing this as a reward for those of you who've been listening to the podcast. So please don't give this coupon code out to anyone. Only way somebody should be able to get this is if they've done what you've done right now and listen to the podcast, and it'll be as a reward. So just kind of keep it under your hat for that one. So all you have to do is just go to fearlesspresentations.com, select the Platinum package, and enter the coupon code, and you'll get all of those benefits right away and start becoming a fearless presenter. So we'll see you next week on the Fearless Presentations podcast. Thanks, guys.
Subscribe to this podcast for new public speaking secrets each week.